had the opportunity to watch Joe this offseason. You know, I always take a couple guys, film and watch, and you can see all the ability is there. He's doing an excellent job this year. He's done an excellent job last year. It's just one of those deals to where, you know, he was playing in Cleveland and, you know, they wasn't doing that well at that point in time and not getting that much publicity. But now, you know, they're coming around as a team and more media coverage and, you know, more people know about him. He's definitely a good player.
Looking at Cleveland's offense, what stands out most about what they do well?
Just the guys they got around them, the efficiency they're running their offense with. Norv Turner's doing an excellent job with those guys, helping the receivers out, helping the quarterbacks out, getting the ball out. I mean, they've been sacked quite a bit, but they're getting the big plays when they needed to keep them in the game and make plays. So definitely got to keep them from making a big play.
Kind of thin numbers on defense when you're missing a lot of guys. Is it a challenge you guys rally around? I mean, you've been down this road before in 2010.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but it's also excitement to it because, you know, you got guys who time it is to step in, and, you know, most of those guys step in is hungry and ready to go. You know, they've been waiting for this opportunity. So, you know, I'm more excited for the guys who's getting opportunities at this point. And, you know, they usually come in and showcase a good game, and hopefully, you know, they come in and do it for us this week and however long they have to do it.
Mike, at Casey, his first opportunity to get out there, I don't know, we'll see. One, what would that mean to your group and to this defense? And two, is he ready? Is he, you know, just chomping at the bit?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Having Casey Hayward back out there, mm-hmm. One, what would that do for you guys? And two, is he just, you know, bouncing off the walls, ready to get out there?
Oh, definitely helps us out a lot. I mean, obviously, the depth that we have at this position, it helps that out, plus the injuries that we have on defense. I mean, it helps that out, helps us out with that, too. It may give us a little bit more flexibility to run some different packages. So definitely looking forward to him coming back.
How strange would it be if you're not able to dress 46 healthy bodies come Sunday?
Whew, that'll be tough, huh? That'll be tough, but whoever's dressed, you know, we got to get a job done. And we got to stick together as a team and help each other out, whatever it may be.
Going against a guy like Brandon Whedon, who's turned the ball over this year, you guys haven't exactly gotten the number of turnovers you're looking for. With the thin numbers, is it just about creating different ways to get to the quarterback and provide that pressure because certain areas are thinner? Do you get more blitzes from the secondary?
I think we've been all around with our blitzes all season long. I think we've been playing really good defense as a team. Eliminate a play here and there, and I think we have a couple dominant performances. So the turnovers and things will come. You know, that's one of those things to where you will rather be playing better team defense like we're doing right now. The interceptions, the fumbles, they'll come, and once they come, they usually come in bunches. So, you know, we don't have a problem with that right now.
Last time you played Norv was that barn burner down in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Remember that 40-135.
Right, yards. Right.
Do you see a lot of what they did that day in his offense, or do you think he's just adapted to what talent he has?
Most of the time, when you get a coordinator who's been in the league for quite a while, you know, you kind of know what they do. They kind of bring things with them wherever they go. But at the same time, he's definitely adapting to the league and making adjustments to his scheme and concept that they're doing. So, Norv's always been a respectable guy around the league, so he'll definitely be a challenge.
Does he sort of use that tight end they have a little bit like he used Gates in San Diego? They've got that pretty good pass-catching tight end.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Cameron is their leading receiver right now. So, and when you watch him on film, you know, he's pretty athletic. You know, you see him making the plays out there on the highlights, but once you get a chance to watch the film of him, he's really athletic. So, he's definitely going to be someone to keep your eyes on.
another former basketball player for you guys to try to cover back there.
Yeah, we got a couple basketball players in our secondary, too, though.
As far as Gordon, maybe not a household name, but a guy that I don't think he played. I think he might have been suspended early in the year. I can't remember. But a guy that's physically talented and can really make plays. Just talk about him, what he does.
It's funny because, I kind of caught an eye of him last year. You know, every time I looked up on the highlights, you know, he was catching touchdowns. I was like, oh, this guy, Josh Gordon, you know, he's making plays for Cleveland over there. And, you know, same thing come this year. You know, he's doing the same thing for his team. He's an excellent receiver, like you said. Big guy, has a lot of speed, and has a knack for making a big play for his team. So he's another guy who we'll have to keep our eyes on. I mean, you know, they got rid of Trent Richardson, but they're a really good team.